wanted the lights out.
No, we like it like this.
For the record, your name.
Susan Webb, Finance Director for Sussex County. Council received a copy of your financial statements in your packet over the weekend. If you have any questions on them, as you all read them, I'm sure, we could cover them at the end of the presentation. You also should have a handout of the PowerPoint. Right. And for any of you in the audience, there's one of these if you'd like to follow along. Who's got them? First, I'd like to introduce our special guest today, representing the auditing firm of Jefferson Ryan, Doan & Sterner. We have Elaine Graves and Gene Schmidt, and they'll be speaking a little bit later. I couldn't possibly cover the entire 169-page financial statement, so I'll do my best to condense it for you. I'll go over the main statements and pull out the most important facts that impacts us the most. But my presentation will be highlights of our financial year. This slide is probably the most important as it shows the auditor's opinion of our financial statements. As you can see, this is an unqualified or clean opinion that our financial statements are presented fairly concerning the financial position of the county as of June 30, 2007. On page 18 is the statement of net assets, and this is on the accrual basis of accounting. The statement of net assets shows the governmental activities, which are our general fund and capital projects fund, and the business type activities, which are sewer districts. The general fund accounts for our typical governmental services, like taking in property tax revenues and your usual government departments. The business type activities are self-supporting water and sewer districts. Our net assets increased $44 million over fiscal year 2006. In the general fund, this increase is due to capital assets purchased and an increase in realty transfer tax restricted cash. In the water and sewer districts, this increase is due to growth-related capital costs like new sewer districts, connection fee income, and contributions and grants from the state and county. This is our balance sheet for the governmental funds and the capital projects fund. The capital projects fund, over on that side, is where we account for large capital projects or projects that take over 1 year to complete. As of June 07, the general fund had an undesignated fund balance of $9.9 million. This is 17% of the 2008 budget. This percentage last fiscal year was 23%. This decrease is due to the general fund having a deficit for fiscal year 07, and I'll talk more about that later. Under fund balance, there's a reservation of $70.9 million for realty transfer tax. This represents realty transfer tax funds collected and reserved for future use. Realty transfer tax can only be used for certain expenditures like public safety, economic development, public works, capital projects, infrastructure, and debt reduction. The fund balance shows a reservation of $26.9 million in the capital projects fund. We have reservations and commitments for projects like library expansion for South Coastal, Greenwood, and Milton, a new administration building, hangar renovations, industrial park improvements. And realty transfer tax is also used for interim funding for our new sewer projects. This is our statement of revenue and expenses. The county experienced a $2.7 million deficit for the fiscal year. This was due to the obvious situation being the drop in the real estate market, which in turn caused reductions in our real estate related revenue, like realty transfer tax, building permits and inspections, recorder of deeds, and I'll focus more on that with specific details on another slide. We also transferred over $13.9 million to the Capital Projects Fund so that we could reserve the projects from the 2007 budget that we felt we were committed to, like a new administration building, landfill costs, and library expansion. Keep in mind that this is the first deficit in 17 years, and as you can see, we have been fiscally responsible by reserving the real aid transfer tax funds for appropriate uses. This schedule shows revenue and expenses down to net income for the last 30 years. As you can see, this is the first year in the last 17 years we've experienced a deficit. While we don't like the effect this downturn has had on us, we still stand strong, especially looking back over the last 5 years. This slide shows our major general fund revenues. This actually shows the decreases in revenues from 06 to 07. Obviously, the tax decrease is due to realty transfer tax. This is down $8 million. Charges for services, that's also down, includes the recorder of deeds down $700,000, building permits down $700,000, building inspections down $600,000, and private road inspection fees down $1.4 million. This is important because these were the revenues that were coming in so high over the last 3 years when we experienced the boom. This shows the actual collection of the real aid transfer tax over the years and its rise and fall and how it peaked in 2005 and 2006. It also shows the local municipalities and the state of Delaware, because we're all affected by the same thing. I think this would be a good time to mention how important this revenue is for us and to encourage us to continue to defend ourselves in showing the state how critical the revenue is to our budget and encourage the state to not change the tax in any way. And for 2008, down here, we're 16% down from last year, but we are on target for our budget, so we anticipated this drop. Here are general fund expenditures by major categories for the fiscal year, comparing 06 to 07, and there is a more very detailed section of this in the financial statements. As you can see, our expenses in most all cases are the same or even down some. The one major exception to this is the paramedic department. In fiscal year 07, an 8th station went online. This department will continue to grow as the population of the county grows. There was a 38% population increase over the years 1990 through 2000. Another one of our largest expenditures to our budget and financial statements is our grant and aid program. This is a listing of our major county grants. And as discussed before, we can use realty transfer tax to fund a lot of these programs, like our public safety ones. We granted the fire companies $3.8 million, $1.8 to state and local police. The community grants of $1 million is a combination of a lot of little mini grants, like the council grants, what we give to Bill LaCates for the housing emergency money. And sewer grants at $2.9 million. Here's a look at where we stood as compared to the budget for the general fund. This shows budget to actual revenue and expenses. The revenue section is a little confusing as it's showing revenue for taxes over the budget. This is because $13 million of the realty transfer tax is actually budgeted in the capital projects fund, as we anticipate transferring funds over to cover capital projects. At the bottom of the statement, you can see the transfer of this coming out over to the capital projects fund. On the expenses, we spent $3.3 million less than budgeted, and mostly all categories were under their budget. The grant and aid category is showing a negative figure, and I'll explain how this can happen. We could budget a project in 1 year, but spend the funds in a following year, for instance, like the Economic Development Stimulus Grant. In fiscal year 07, we actually spent the grant for Seaford and YSD, but it had been budgeted a few years back. The Community Development Block Grant is also negative, as this is due to the timing of the federal grants. These grants don't run on our fiscal year, and often two grants run in the same year. Overall, in comparing budget to actual, the county did a good job spending within its budget. Previously, we talked about our capital projects fund and its reservation of $26.9 million. Here's a listing of what we spent in fiscal 07 for capital projects. These were budgeted projects that we had saved money for in the past, which is why in this fiscal year 07, we transferred over that $13.9 million. That allows us to reserve money once we're ready to do the project. These bigger projects don't always get done in the year that they're budgeted. For instance, the EOC building was budgeted years ago over a couple of years. But in 2007, we had our major cost for it. We're going to shift gears to the water and sewer districts, the business type revenues. This graph is pretty consistent for fiscal 07. Only a small drop in connection fees for 07. I just want to remind you that the water and sewer districts are self-supporting, meaning their sewer rates should be able to maintain their expenses. The county does grant funds to the sewer district, especially new districts, startups, and in the past we have used really transfer tax to fund capital for transportation. This has all helped to make sewer affordable for the users. Here are some of our major capital sewer projects for fiscal year 07. $16 million in infrastructure paid for by developers, environmental studies and boundary extensions, continuing on with the large Scruff expansion, construction of three new sewer districts expected to go online in 2008, and the preliminary planning phases of Angola Neck, Johnson's Corner, and Oak Orchard expansion, which will become our newest sewer districts that have been approved. I mentioned earlier that our net assets increased $44 million. Well, this is an example why, as you can see the huge amount of sewer construction that the engineering department is doing. One of our major expenses to our financial statement and our budget is the pension fund. This is footnote E. There's a variety of pension footnote. Variety of information in the pension footnote offering all kinds of information, but this statement is more informational as it shows our fiscal year 07 contribution of $9.1 million to the pension fund and the post-retirement employee benefit fund. The $9.1 million is the actuarial recommended amount plus a $1.5 million extra contribution to the post-retirement employment benefit fund. We've talked about this fund many times. These are the future employee benefits, like medical, for retirees. And beginning in fiscal year 09, we will be required to book to our financial statements the unfunded balance. In fiscal year 05, we established this fund knowing this mandate was coming and have tried hard to get a jump on the funding. Our pension fund is 93% funded. And the post-retirement benefit fund is approximately 35% funded. The accumulated balance of these two funds are $54 million. And in December 07, we made an additional contribution of $6.8 million. I would say that in this time of declining revenues and uncertain economic future, I'm pleased our pension fund is healthy. Another critical section of our financial statement is debt. This slide shows the county's general obligation and revenue bonds. As you can see, the only debt we have are in the business type activities, which are the water and sewer districts, and no debt in our governmental or general fund activities. The water and sewer funds have a total of $160 million in outstanding bonds payable. $25 million of this our sewer revenue bonds for the West Rehoboth Sewer District, and $135 million are general obligation bonds for the other water and sewer districts. Again, very strong position to be in financially with no outstanding general fund debt. Excuse me. You'll see at the last tab of the financial section, called Single Audit. This is the audit of our federal expenditures or grants. The total amount of federal expenditures for fiscal year 07 was $17.9 million. You can see the detail of what made up this amount: grants for community development, housing, rural development, FAA, and Homeland Security. These federal expenditures are audited to determine if they are in compliance with the federal government standards. It's like a separate little mini audit. We received an unqualified opinion on this as well. In analyzing all this information on the current state of the economy and what could happen now and in the future, I narrowed down on three that I felt had the most impact on our financial statements and budget for future financial planning. A declining housing market equals declining revenues for us with our realty transfer tax and other real estate related revenue. An increase in population equals increase in county services like the paramedics department. A rise in energy prices equals a rise in our basic core expenses. Gas alone is up 31% over this time last year. But I think conservative and realistic budgeting and fiscal management would equal successful financial results. And I think fiscal year 07 followed this formula, with the result being a strong and sound financial year. The county has strengthened its financial condition, especially during the past several years as we have experienced growth. Not only have we been very generous with our grants, we've paid off the general fund debt, have a healthy pension, and have substantial reservations for future commitments or projects. We need to balance the growth we've seen over the years with our existing county resources while facing a decrease in our revenues. Our goal should be to reflect the change in the economy, but continue to provide a strong financial base for now and into the future. As you know, we submit this report to the GFOA for a Certificate of Excellence in Financial Reporting, and we've received that for the last 5 years, so we'll again try for fiscal year 07. I would like to take this time to thank and congratulate everyone that works on the audit, because I am so grateful and thankful for their help. The auditors, Elaine and Jean, put in a tremendous amount of time and effort into this audit, most of it all being right before December, right at Christmas, as we have a December 31st due date. The accounting staff of Keith and Bill and Gina do nothing but audit work for months with schedules and audit entries while keeping up with their everyday jobs. And Kathy, who does much audit work and does this fine report for us. She puts it all together, throwing all the information together into something that we can submit. It's truly a team effort to get this award and could not be accomplished by anyone with any one person. That's basically it. If you have any questions, I think the auditors would like to say a couple of things, but
why don't you ask them to come forward, and then if anybody has any questions, we'll go from there.
Yeah, while you're all coming forward, I'd like to congratulate you. I know Susie puts her heart in this financial report, and you spent a lot of hours on it. And all the names that you mentioned, from Keith to Kathy to Gina to even Dave Baker, and you know, after his past experience in this office, and Elaine and Gina, I mean, in times of a softened economy, you've made it look very bright in this report for what we can expect and how we can operate. And I congratulate you all on what you've done. And, keep up the good work. I mean, we used to have an administrator that just pulled his hair out and had to lock himself in a room, and the staff you brought on board here now with Kathy, it's a budget office, and
that's really
been a shot in the arm. And with it, as a team effort, as you said,
just for Stickles.
Truly, it's so big, and it truly takes.
It's mind-boggling. The numbers that you all deal with. So, congratulate you all. And if nobody, we probably have to have a motion here at some point, don't we?
I do.
Right, man. You got.
Go ahead. Let him talk first.
That's it.
Traditionally, you all give comments and present a bill, right?
That's the ones that got that little parentheses right now.
I think you're all familiar that I'm Elaine Graves, and this is Gene Schmidt. That was the my primary helper, did the bulk of the work on this job and kept the staff under control, and I really appreciate everything that she's done. But mainly I just wanted a chance to thank the staff and the county for all the support they give us and all the courtesies they've extended during the job. It makes our work much more pleasant than it could be out here doing it. And from a financial point, I believe Susan Webb hit all the points that I had jotted down. She seems to have brought those forth, and just I feel that it does demonstrate that you're showing fiscal responsibility. Despite the deficit in the general fund, if you look at the numbers overall, you came out above budget by about $15 million on the capital projects and general fund combined, which just shows you're spending those funds that you had saved for a rainy day. Not necessarily a rainy day, but these projects that have been planned all along. And the water and sewer funds, they had a net income, I guess, about $30 million altogether. So it really isn't as gloomy as that one number might present. Again, thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Nope.
Mr. Phillips? You're very talk, Mr. Rogers. Okay. Mr. Dukes?
The only question I had, Susie, just clarification. I think I understand it. On page 20, the reserve that we've got is $70.9 million.
Realty transfer tax reservation, yes.
Basically in the pipeline.
That's pipeline. For projects that are oncoming, yep, that we're setting money aside
projects
for.
That have been budgeted in previous budgets. It can be anywhere from the library expansion, the hangar renovations, the potential administration building, sewer grants that we reserved. I know, David, probably, do you want to say anything on that? Because a lot of it's history
and
stuff.
Landfill, the old landfill.
Really. We've just saved it.
Absolutely.
We've tried to set the money aside so we're not.
Right.
But there are dollar amounts set aside for each of those projects out of that
right
lump She's sum, right? Right.
Yes. Yeah.
If that is a dollar.
It's either a matter
actual
of.
We have to reserve realty. Where we reserve, show realty transfer tax as a reservation because you can't use realty transfer
right
tax for anything. You can public safety, public works, capital.
If some of these projects, right, Dave, run over their budgeted amount, that's where we could run in trouble again if we had change orders and made, you know, come up against something we're not aware of, right? So we could come up short if the projects get more expensive.
Yes.
As
and we set aside money over years, like for a new building, you don't pay for a building like that in 1 year. You have to set money aside over a period of years, and that's what we've done. And that is included in that figure.
But that's high because you saw that really transfer tax schedule. Those years, those peak years, 04, 05, 06.
Yeah,
you know,
we kept burying the cans in the back.
We just, yeah, we're doing.
And I see we're $2.9 million in sewer grants. You have any breakdown of what sewer districts that went into, or is it?
I do have a breakdown of that, and I can get that for you.
I don't really need it. I'm just bringing out a point that we get accused of not planning. We don't have a vision.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think the council does. I spoke to a group last night and told them about some of the things we were doing and what our vision has been, and they thought it was very commendable that, you know, we do see what's coming down the road 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that we're putting money in sewer districts because of the cost. And it's good management, I think, on the council's part.
Yeah. Yes. When we break that down, we just don't say, oh, $2.9 million. We have each dollar for each district. And 18 operating districts plus new ones.
Well, the point, I guess, is most of the districts are not in my councilmatic district. Now I've supported
them.
Right. So.
Right.
Give you an example, in fiscal 2007, $200,000 for Oak Orchard Sewer District, $868,000 for the Inland Bays Wastewater Facility, $249,000 for Dagsburg Frankfurt Sewer, that's part of that 2.9.
Yeah.
$250,000 towards this Scruff administrative building. there's a variety of Ellendale sewer, a variety of other.
Everybody gets a piece of action.
There's no doubt that those grants have made sewer affordable, and
certainly made a big difference.
You have to do it. I think you've done a outstanding job, and as Mr. Rogers said, and the council, you know, the putting it all together is one thing I don't worry about is financing in the county, because I know we've got a good team, we've got a good staff, and they can account for all the money, and so that's never been a one of my major concerns as a councilman to have to look see where our dollars being spent, because I know that you can account for it, and with our auditors, you know, it's great to be able to put confidence and trust in the staff. I appreciate it.
I just do one slight comment, and again, I'd like to thank staff, and I'm talking financially. You know, you guys keep a handle on everything, and we ask to, you know, it rolls down to the directors, to the, everybody in the system to keep a handle on their own budget. I know you guys check it, but you know, it runs all the way down. So I appreciate everything you do.
And the auditors are in many of the departments, not just accounting. That's where they spend most of their time, but they stop, they go into treasury, they go to the row offices, so.
Engineering department.
Engineering, lots of times. So they're digging around everywhere.
Mike, you're giving them a hard time. No. Any other questions? Dave?
I would just like to thank everyone also. And I'd like to thank the county council for their support and their direction with conservative budgeting, because I think that's been a key over the years in putting us in the financial position that we're in today and being able to weather the downturn in the economy. I'd like to thank the auditors and, of course, the department heads and the staff. And I know I think Gina helped a lot in putting this PowerPoint together,
yes,
which is very impressive. And I know I spent virtually a very minimal amount of time, and I was just reviewing this report, which I think is
excellent.
Very little time at all on it, and
we'll make sure we put that.
And I know that was hard for Dave to do. We need to thank Dave for pulling back very graciously and letting
him off every once in a while. Right?
Yeah. We tried.
After all the years, they're certainly very tough.
Well, you don't know what a help it's been that he's been right here, though, to answer questions and get you over the next hump, or, you know. I do have a motion.
It's been helpful that I've been sitting next to you.
A little bit.
Come on, okay.
Enough made me sick.
That's a no-win question for me.
You do have a motion. Go ahead, Susie, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the comprehensive annual financial report for fiscal year June 30th, 2007.
I so move, Mr. President.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the report as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thank you very much.